From Spark and Anvil and Motif Lab, this is Trill, in Chapter 1 of the Motif Lab cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Meet Trill. He's a songbird, a meadowlark tween, to be exact. His feathers are warm, his chest a bright yellow patch. He sits with a perfect upright posture, always ready. Trill sings. He has sung since he was old enough to make a sound. His song is short, just 4 notes long. It's been his song his whole life. This little tune is his motif. It is also him. Trill is the motif. The teachers at Motif Lab designed it this way for a reason. They believe a small musical idea, a motif, can be the main character of a song, just like a person is the main character of a story. Motif Lab teaches composition as a narrative arc. The curriculum's central idea is that music can tell a story. Trill shows this. He is that main character. As students compose, Trill's posture, plumage, and song change. They show the story unfolding in the music. The motif's life becomes Trill's life on the screen.
There are 6 stages to this musical story. Each stage changes Trill visibly. Stage 1, introduction. The music begins, but Trill's song hasn't played yet. The piece sets the tone, a slow scene setting at the start. Trill waits. He sits quietly on his perch. His song remains inside him. Students see him there, resting. They know his song is coming. The waiting is active, full of expectation. Stage 2, motif statement. The composition plays the motif clearly for the first time. This is the entrance of the main character. Trill stands tall. He sings his 4-note song, clear and strong. The song is the motif being stated. Students hear it. They will hear it again in different forms throughout the piece. This first statement introduces the song's central character.
Stage 3, development. The composition takes Trill's motif and changes it. The pitch might shift, the rhythm might speed up, or the sound might feel different. The motif evolves. Trill moves his posture. He turns his head. He lifts a wing. He stretches a leg. His song shifts too. The notes are the same, but they might be in a new order. Maybe they are at a new pitch or a new tempo. Students hear the variation. They recognize it. It is still Trill's motif, because Trill is still recognizably Trill. But they also hear that he has changed. This is the motif's character development. Stage 4, contrast. The composition introduces a different musical idea. This new part contrasts with Trill's song. The piece moves away from his tune temporarily. Trill leaves the page. Or, more precisely, Trill steps aside. He lets the contrasting music take the foreground. Students experience Trill's absence. They miss him. They wonder when he will return. This absence is active. It creates a longing for his return. Stage 5, recapitulation. The composition brings Trill's motif back. It has been changed by everything that has happened to it. Trill returns to the page. He is visibly altered by his journey. His feathers might be slightly ruffled, showing he has traveled. His posture might be more confident, showing he has developed. His song might include a small echo of the contrasting music. He has been changed by what was outside him. Students recognize him. It is still Trill, but they feel the weight of his return. This return is not just a repeat. It is a return with experience.
Stage 6, resolution. The composition concludes. Trill settles. He sings his motif 1 final time. It is plain and clear in its original form, but it carries all the meaning the piece has built up. The final statement is not a fresh start. It is a meaningful conclusion. Students feel that Trill has come home. The composition has given Trill a complete life arc. This is the 6-stage motif as protagonist arc. It is Motif Lab's central idea. Children compose pieces by guiding Trill through these six stages. Each stage has its own musical task. Each stage also has its own visual transformation of Trill. The composition structure becomes Trill's narrative. A well-composed Motif Lab piece is one where Trill lives a complete story. In Trill's introductory lesson, the Academy's instructor presents Trill on the screen. He is at stage one. He sits quietly on his perch, his song unstated. The instructor says, "This is Trill. He is the motif. He has not yet sung. Your composition will give him a six-stage life. He will sing his song, develop it, step aside for contrast, return changed, and resolve. As you compose, you will see Trill transform on screen. The transformation is the structural feedback. A well-composed piece is one where Trill's transformations track the composition's structural progression."
The students always, always find Trill charming. He is a small, steady presence. He carries the entire weight of the app's lessons. The composition structure becomes visible through what is happening to Trill. If Trill should be developing, but the music hasn't actually developed the motif, Trill stays static. This is a real-time signal. It shows something structural is missing. If Trill should be resolving, but the music is still in the contrast stage, Trill stays away from the page. This is a real-time signal that the composition is rushing the ending. Trill's visible transformations are Motif Lab's primary teaching device. Students learn to compose by watching Trill. The motif's life becomes their composition's life. When students ask the instructor whether composing motif-driven pieces is hard, the instructor says, quoting Trill's own implicit lesson, "It is not hard. It is six stages. Introduce, state, develop, contrast, return, resolve. Trill will show you when each stage is working. Watch him. Compose to him. He is the motif. He is also the protagonist. Give him a complete life." Trill sings his four-note song. The students hear it. They will hear it again, altered, contrasted, returned, resolved, by the end of the piece. And when it comes home in that final stage, plain and clear, something warm settles in their chests. The quiet, glad feeling of watching a small friend make it all the way back.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Trill. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.